So, Gearman is a job server, which is like the foundation of what you could build a MapReduce solution on top of if you actually took a large piece of information, split it up, and used your job server to farm out jobs. You can do it in a distributed fashion. It was originally written by Brad Fitzpatrick for LiveJournal. It was written in Perl, and it was rewritten by Brian Anker and Eric Day in C. I'll tell you. There we go. So it's language agnostic. So there are it's a daemon, and there are clients and workers written in many languages, and you can write them if you really have to. The communication is done in TCP. So they provide this job server, the client API and the worker API, and then you basically just write client code that needs jobs done, and you write the workers that do them. So I'll just this is the actual architecture. So you can have multiple job servers, and on any number of servers you can have one or more workers that can do that particular job. So if your system is a resource constrained VPS like my production machine is, I have one worker that can do every job, and so those jobs are fed in serially, and they can never actually do more than one job at once. If you have 8 cores, you can fire up 8 worker processes that can each handle whatever job you want. And there's also, along with the TCP interface, they also wrote an HTTP one. So if you have a RESTful service that does something like image manipulation or taking screenshots of websites, like you can let people actually access this through HTTP. I should also say it's asynchronous or synchronous. So you can, whenever your client asks for a job to be run, it can either wait for it or it can just in the background and then notify however you want. So just a simple example, the typical example they have is a stream reverser. So can you guys see that?
Zoom in a little bit.
Put it myself.
Yeah, okay. Go to view and then zoom.
Very good.
So PHP has a Pinkle plugin that I use. So you just create a worker at your server, add a function that your worker can do. This one's called reverse. And you just put it in a loop. You say while work, do work. And then the reverse function is just whatever code you have. So I can actually start it. And this one I can say. And reverse that string. So it just returned back the response that I want. So for me, on our website, this has been really useful for things like we have wedding websites and people want zips of those sites, so I just use HTTrack to actually do a local clone of that site, and so I just hit create a zip. It gets the job. Any questions? Yeah.
What happens if there's an error in the job?
Your job can send an error message and it can send fail, and then you can deal with it however you need to. I should say that I compiled. You can compile it with support for Drizzle or SQLite. So I just compiled it with SQLite so you get a persistent queue so that if your machine goes down, you can reboot it. I wrote just a little init script for Debian systems so that the job server starts on rebooting. You just have to fire up your workers and
is there some kind of load balancing so that if you send a job somewhere, that it gets distributed over multiple job servers?
I mean, you could, I haven't really done much investigation, but I mean, if you're, you have a queue, you can query the queue, you can see how many jobs are in the queue, and you could, you know, if you had a parent kind of load balancer.
It's up to the client to send to a specific job server.
I don't know, but, you know, there's enough querying information you can get out of it that you could either set something up or if there's something available. And another nice benefit of it is that it helps avoid thunder and herd problems, where if your site, always in the context of the site, if you have some component on your website that takes 10 seconds in a query to build and you use Memcache to cache it, and that Memcache key expires and you have, you know, 100 people hitting your site all at once and they all need to run that query, you can associate a unique ID for that job. And so then only one of them injects the job, but they all get a response back out. That's really interesting. Any other questions?